Chapter 10. The news cafe was packed. The outdoor venue was popular on a warm morning like this, and locals, business people, and tourists all joined in the mix that was uniquely South Beach. Newspapers from around the world were spread next to omelets, plates of fresh fruit, waffles, and syrup-drenched French toast. Men in bold, solid-color ties and women in gray, black, and blue suits sat next to shirtless men and girls in string bikinis while the 7:30 a.m. traffic was wall-to-wall, just 15 feet away.
So somebody cleaned the entire boat?
Brady says they cleaned it all.
Brady!
She laughed.
You go for a 10-minute walk and come back with a new best friend. You're amazing, Mick.
Jenny, tell me about the notes. The ones he gave you to start the process.
It was all about publishing. And not much about his publishing.
Whose?
Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson, Diane Warren.
I don't follow.
Neither do I. He told me it was important to understand the music publishing business. He had notes on Paul McCartney's publishing company. You probably know more about this than I do, but...
No. Go on.
Paul McCartney doesn't own the Beatles songs. He got outmaneuvered and outbid by Michael Jackson, but he still owns a bunch of songs.
Seaver remembered. The Beatles had sold their songs to a publishing company to avoid tax consequences. When the publishing house decided to sell the songs, Jackson beat McCartney to the punch.
But Sir Paul owns all of his songs since the Beatles. All of Buddy Holly's songs, all of Meredith Wilson's songs, like everything from the...